理课堂听 class.com
Unit 3 Teenage Problems Comic Strip Hobo, I've got a problem.
What is it, Eddie?
I'm getting fat. Look at my stomach.
It's unhealthy for you to eat too much. Try more exercise.
Maybe you're right.
Good. I'll finish the food for you then.
Reading. A. What should I do?Millie and Simon have some problems. They wrote to a famous youth worker about their problems. Here are their letters.
Dear Sigmund Friend, I am a grade 9 student. I have a problem, and I do not know how to deal with it. I have a lot of homework every day, and I have no choice but to do it. I often stay up late to complete the exercises,and then feel tired the next day. Sometimes I want to refuse to do so much work, but usually I just accept it. I understand that it is important to do my homework and hand it in on time. However, I hardly have any spare time for my hobbies, such as playing volleyball and ping pong. I really feel bad about that. I often doubt whether it's worth working so hard.I am looking forward to a holiday without homework so that I can relax and have some time for my hobbies. What should I do? Can you offer me some suggestions? They will be of great value to me. I hope to hear from you soon. Best wishes, Millie.
Dear Sigmund Friend, my name is Simon, and I'm a grade 9 student. I'm crazy about football.I love watching football, reading about football, and, of course, playing football. My dream is to be a great football player. However, my love of football has become a big problem, and I would like your advice. I have plenty of friends, and we always play football together at school or in the park after school. We like staying out late to play football.We often play for 3 hours or more and forget when to stop. Then I get into trouble at home because my parents do not allow me to play outside after 6 p.m. I really do not understand why they are so strict. I feel stressed and angry from time to time. I believe it is important for us to spend some time on our hobbies.They can help us relax and make our lives more interesting. I wish I could have my parents' support. Is it bad to stay out late to play football? Should I spend less time on it? I really do not know what to do. Can you please advise me how to achieve a balance between my schoolwork and my hobbies? Thanks a lot. Best wishes, Simon.
Integrated skills.A. Dealing with problems. A. 2. Sigmund Friend is talking to Sue about her problems. Listen to their conversation and help Sigmund Friend complete his notes in part A 1. Hello, Sue. What can I help you with?
Hello, Mr. Friend. I've got 2 problems.
Oh, dear. What's the first problem?
Well, I'm not very good at sport.The other students often laugh at me in PE lessons.
I'm sorry to hear that, Sue. My advice is just to try your best in PE lessons and enjoy the exercise. Now, what's your second problem?
I don't have many friends. Sometimes some students laugh at me and call me a bookworm.
Oh dear, that's a pity. Are you friendly with other students, Sue?
Yes, I try to be.I've got one best friend, Betty.
That's good. Talk to your best friend when you're feeling sad and share your problems with her. Pay no attention to those students who laugh at you. Also, be proud of your schoolwork. I hope that will help.
Thank you, Mr. Friend. I feel much better now.
You're welcome. Speak up. Sharing problems and giving advice. Everybody has problems that worry them. You want to share yours with your friend. Work in pairs. Take turns to share your problems and give advice. Use Millie and Amy's conversation as a model.
I've got a problem, Amy. I'm very worried.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
My pen friend in the USA hasn't replied to my last 3 emails. I'm afraid she doesn't want to write to me anymore.
I'm sure that's not true. Maybe she's just too busy these days.
You're right. Maybe I shouldn't worry too much.
Why don't you send an e-card to her and let her know you miss her very much?
That's a good idea. Thanks for listening to my problem and giving me your advice, Amy.
My pleasure. That's what friends are for.